Graham Cluley, who is a well-known security blogger, provided some nice coverage for a story that many outlets picked up. CNN, he quotes at one point, and this is from a presentation that Charles Henderson of IBM gave at the RSA conference recently. He's the global head of X-Force Red at IBM. And so Graham wrote, not too long ago, or not too long from now, it will be pretty much impossible to purchase a new car which is not connected to the internet in some fashion. Many modern purchasers are more swayed by the gadgetry, bells and whistles their car includes than its performance. And with a world where everything seems to have an associated smartphone app, why should vehicles be any different? If most new cars, he writes, are going to be internet-enabled, then you know what that means. Yep, secondhand cars are going to be increasingly smart as well as vehicles sold on after a few years. I don't know how that parses. He says, oh, and yes, as I'm writing on We Live Security, it should go without saying that it also means security threats. This point was brought home last week at the RSA conference in San Francisco, where IBM's Charles Henderson described how, over 2 years after he had traded it back in to the original authorized dealer, he was still able to access his old car via a smartphone app. Despite the author, and again, this is not a newbie. This is, you know, head of X-Force Red at IBM, speaking at the RSA conference. Despite deauthorizing all associated accounts, satellite radio, garage door openers, resetting the Bluetooth, as well as surrendering all the keys at the time of sale. You know, so, you know, this guy, Charles Henderson, completely did everything he knew he could to divest himself of access to the car. He discovered that his mobile app never forgot his old car. The app allowed Henderson to track the geolocation of the car, adjust its climate control, send its sat-nav systems new directions, and even trigger its horn. But perhaps most alarmingly of all, the app also gave Henderson the ability to remotely unlock the vehicle. And this is 2 years after it was gone from him. Fortunately, writes Graham, the IBM researcher isn't one of the bad guys, but it's easy to imagine how a car thief or stalker would exploit such a feature. As Henderson explained to CNN, the car's new owners would have no clue that they were potentially at risk. Quoting him in his interview with CNN, the car, he said, is really smart, but it's not smart enough to know who its owner is. So it's not smart enough to know it's been resold. There's nothing on the dashboard that tells you the following people have access to the car. It turns out that although Henderson took more effort than probably most people in ensuring that he had wiped the car's knowledge of him and associated accounts before trading it in, that wasn't enough. As the researcher explains, that's because a full factory reset of the unnamed vehicle does not revoke access by the smartphone app. The information still lurks in the cloud and can only be wiped by a factory authorized dealer. One has to wonder, writes Graham, how often that occurs. Henderson's own investigation discovered four major vehicle manufacturers were allowing previous owners to access cars from a mobile app. This is the internet of insecure things at work again. In the rush to add bells and whistles, writes Graham, features are not being properly thought through, as we well know on this podcast, and security is not uppermost in manufacturers' minds. Until more effort is made by vendors to integrate the internet in a safe way into the myriad of devices that surround us, we're going to hear more and more stories of security breaking down like this. And it's like something I had never even occurred and never occurred to me that I don't know how you flush that. Maybe you delete the app and then reinstall it. But a lot of these apps, you know, they use the cloud to keep themselves synchronized. So a really interesting oversight on the fact of, as apparently, four major car manufacturers are still allowing this to be possible.